Hi, I'm Dathan.
I'm Tiana.
And I'm Kenny.
And we are students in Radio Club at Propel Braddock Hills High School.
In October 2012, we interviewed Mike Capsimbellis, a product manager at Google Inc. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mike Capsimbellis talked about how the people at Google are problem solvers. He inspired us to be problem solvers as well.
I never had Google in mind as a destination. I think my goal was always have challenging, interesting work to work on and work with intelligent, passionate people. The great thing about Google is it has that, right? The problems we have to solve are some of the most challenging and also some of the most rewarding once you solve them. I'm a product manager with Google. Most of the people that work at Google are either in engineering, so they are the people with a technical background, or sales, who go out and try to get people to buy ads and things like that. I'm sort of in the middle. My job is really to figure out what the best things are for our customers and users, and then work with the engineers to get those implemented. Our goal is that the first thing that shows up in the results is the best possible thing. So based on what we know, which is basically just what you typed, we can get you to the best possible web page, or at least give you the best choices. We crawl the internet, meaning we find a website and we look at all the pages they have and figure out what's on them. We look at all the pages that link to those websites and basically analyze them to see what the content is, how they link to other things, and then figure out which ones are the best. And what defines the best is really complicated, and that I don't even think they've told me. If you think about all the things it would take to organize all the information in the world and make it easy to get to by typing into a single text box on a web page, it takes a lot. There's a ton of systems that we have to become familiar with. That's probably the hardest part. It takes a long time to get to the point where you know what you're doing at Google. For the most part, Google hires people with computer science degrees, so they really look for people who have gone through school understanding just some of the basic concepts behind computers in general. I didn't have that. I have a liberal arts background, and I worked my way through the tech industry by starting with a bunch of companies. In the interview process, they asked a lot of questions about how would you solve these problems? What types of solutions can you dream up for some of the hardest problems in the world? And, you know, there wasn't a right or wrong answer. It was more about how do you approach problems. Google really looks for strong thinking skills and understanding more than they favor experience. You don't have to be able to solve world hunger, but like, where would you even start to solve that problem? Like, would you identify where the best food sources are? Would you figure out where there's a breakdown in transportation or distribution of food, right? Like, talking through the answer to that is really what the people who interview you at Google are looking for. It's a great field to get into. Some of my coworkers are going to kill me for this, but I don't think it's that much harder than a lot of other careers, but there's not enough people doing them. There's lots of positions, lots of jobs, lots of places to work. And because there's so much demand for more people, there's a good opportunity to build a great career out of it.